millions in the path of another winter storm. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A mix of snow, freezing rain, and rain moving through the middle section of the country. The heavy snow expected in the upper Midwest, while freezing rain and ice expected in the Ohio Valley from Louisville, Kentucky to Memphis, Tennessee.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear declaring a state of emergency ahead of this major winter event, calling it the real deal, as we expect sleet, freezing rain, and ice. Officials across the western portion of the state are preparing to respond to several emergency situations with an all-hands-on-deck mentality, including members of the National Guard ready to respond to widespread power outages and dangerous driving conditions. They're asking Kentuckians to stay off the road starting late Wednesday into Thursday night as this storm moves through.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Paducah, Kentucky. More than 1,400 flights in the U.S. have been canceled, according to FlightAware. The expected bad weather has postponed jury selection for the trial of one of the ex-Louisville, Kentucky police officers involved in the raid that killed Breonna Taylor until next week. Brett Hankison has pled not guilty to three counts of wanton endangerment. Prosecutors say he wildly fired into the apartments of Taylor's neighbors during the March 2020 raid. Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman, was shot multiple times. No drugs were found in her apartment. 2,000 U.S. troops headed to Poland and Germany, and another 1,000 being shifted from Germany to Romania. President Biden says it's a move to reassure NATO allies.
As long as he's reacting aggressively, we're going to make sure we reassure our NATO allies in Eastern Europe that we're there, and Article 5 is a sacred obligation.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby again said today no U.S. troops will be sent into Ukraine. Russia calls the troop move destructive. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Army says it's starting to take action on unvaccinated soldiers.
7 weeks after its December 15th deadline, the Army says it's starting to separate soldiers from the service for refusing to be vaccinated for COVID-19. Army Secretary Christine Warmoth in a statement writing, "Army readiness depends on soldiers who are prepared to train, deploy, fight, and win our nation's wars, and that unvaccinated soldiers present risk. Members separated for not complying won't be eligible for involuntary separation pay." Six active duty leaders have been relieved. So far, 97% of active component Army troops are partially vaccinated. Reservists and Army National Guard members have until June 30th. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The European Commission wants to include nuclear energy and natural gas in its plans for building a climate-friendly future, dividing member countries and drawing outcry from environmentalists. A labeling system would have defined what qualifies as an investment in sustainable energy in the 27-nation bloc, and under certain conditions, gas and nuclear energy could be part of the mix, making it easier for private investors to inject money into both. Career website Glassdoor reveals the top jobs for this year.
If you're looking for a new gig, Glassdoor has released its annual 50 Best Jobs in America report for 2022. Their research is based on earnings potential, overall job satisfaction rating, and number of job openings. Enterprise Architects tops Glassdoor's list. They're responsible for the entire infrastructure of the company's IT platform and pays $145,000 a year. Coming in second, Full Stack Engineer, followed by Data Scientist, DevOps Engineer, and Strategy Manager. Those positions have high job satisfaction scores due to their flexible work arrangements, in addition to offering six-figure salaries.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Wall Street stocks ended their weekly gains, extended them. The Dow gained 224. I'm Lisa Lissara. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.